Welcome to Narratives in Between, a podcast where we traverse the diverse landscapes of Central Eastern Europe and Southeastern Africa through the lens of our anthology, Narratives of Closeness and Distance from Central Eastern Europe and Southeastern Africa, a multi-contextual patchwork. Welcome to another episode. My name is Thamba Yonga. This is a podcast that highlights the voices featured in the cross-continental anthology that hopes to develop a more comprehensive understanding and connections and distances in experiencing, thinking, and telling stories that are closer and more distant in our world, whose places and spaces reveal their artistic, scientific, and literary potential. We are looking for unique narratives that de-orient, decolonize, and bring knowledge and practice closer. In each episode, we unearth the stories that challenge perceptions, break down barriers, and foster a deeper understanding of the connections and distances that shape our world. Join us as we embark on a journey of exploration and discovery. Our segment brings you a very exciting guest for today. And this is not our usual guest because on the program today, we have one of the actual initiators of the Deconfining Project, which you'll hear about very shortly, but also the whole Narratives of Closeness project. Welcome, Carolina.
Hello.
Hi, I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you, Thamba. I am very happy to be here with you. Hello.
Yes, yes. And I'm sure a lot of the listeners for the past few episodes have been hearing from the authors, which is very exciting because they went into their actual articles and stories and told us their personal journeys of writing the stories, but also what it meant to them to think about the whole idea of nearness and closeness in distance lands and how those ideas brought them closer. And it was very fascinating to hear the different aspects and angles and stories, and then also speak to the editor, particularly for the Africa edition, Natasha Mokodian, to understand how the selection was done, why the selection was done, and why these stories were important. But I feel for this episode, the listeners will have a treat because they then get to hear all the behind the scenes of how everything happened and why it was important to do a project like this. So without saying anything more or preempting anything, I'd like you to introduce yourself and what your responsibility was in bringing all this together in the Deconfining Project.
Yes, this is an exciting journey and I'm very happy to be here with you. My name is Karolina Bieniek and I am the director of Art Transparent Foundation, private foundation that is located in Wrocław, Poland. And as an NGO, we are a partner organization in the Deconfining project, the Deconfining Arts, Culture and Policies in Africa and European Union. I am also a member of the core group of this very project, so a group of people responsible for the management of the whole amazing group of organizations from across Europe and Africa. So it all began, I believe, 6 years ago when I was approached by Sylvia Amann, who was one of the organizers of the workshop that hosted several representatives from European capitals of culture from the European Union and several organizations from African countries interested in this very activity. And since then, there were a couple of meetings about the possible cooperation, which is, as you all may know, not a very typical project for none of us. And actually in 2021, as a consortium of 12 organizations from the European Union and 12 organizations from African countries. We decided to apply for fundings from the Creative Europe program to support our activities. And only by 2022, we were about to start our journey to deconfine our cultural relations between different regions of Africa and Europe. I am very lucky because as Art Transparent, we are able to work with amazing group of organizations. So from Central Europe, we collaborate with Pro Progressione, that is based in Budapest, Hungary. And we are super lucky and happy to collaborate both with Women History Museum from Lusaka, Zambia, and Samba Yonga, and of course also Nafasi Art Space from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. And it was, it still is actually, a beautiful journey. So as you can understand, 24 different organizations from two continents decided to cooperate, and we created kind of groups, regional groups, that works on several different topics. In our group, we decided to focus on closeness and distance between Central Europe and Southern East Africa. And that was actually a beautiful journey that ended up with a publication mentioned by Samba.
I can ask a question?
Sure, yes, please.
Okay.
It was such a long month.
It's fine. It was, you did a really good summary of everything. This idea of closeness and distance is so important because I don't think we think about it a lot. One of the things that was very interesting for me in this deconfining project, which really is about interrogating the policies and the cultural spaces and the political spaces that have been established for now, decades and decades of how Africa and Europe collaborate. Obviously, it's even a wider conversation than culture, but this is so important that it brought to my attention even things that I hadn't consciously thought about, but obviously that I face every day, this idea of closeness and distance, the whole idea of mobility, and how artists on the continent face such huge challenges with mobility. Even as we're trying to get closer together in collaborations and cooperation with Europe, there's always the issue of mobility, getting around to projects, moving around, not just on the continent, but outside of the continent, particularly with Europe, with the visa restrictions, with the requirements that and the restrictions, which our European colleagues might not necessarily face. So it was really interesting to also understand and delve into that topic and subject as well with other members of the consortium and partners on the project. And then bringing it back to the ebook, it's kind of highlighted some of these stories as well. So maybe you can tell us a bit of how the ebook was conceptualized.
Yes, thank you, Samba, for bringing this very issue. I believe one of the very most important aspects of our project is actually to focus more and to feel more about our experiences. What does this mean in Zambia and in Poland, in Czech Republic or in Tanzania to be an artist? And what does this mean for us to create and to how actually does it work when you want to create a piece of art with your colleagues from abroad? So the sense of sensitivity I believe was brought by many of our colleagues, and I believe with activities we plan, we also have a aim to actually focus a bit more on how to improve this level of exchange, of getting to know each other, but also to feel and understand what our colleagues and friends on the other side feel And what does this mean to build a project or a piece of art somewhere in between Africa and Europe? What you need to know is that in every specific group, we focus on different disciplines of arts. And this collaboration means something else for theater. This collaboration means different when we think about visual arts, and definitely also something else when we think about literature. Coming back to the ebook, actually, the first idea was that we would like to focus more on the understanding of what's close, what brings us together, and actually what keeps us apart. And we knew that, you know, the distance is big, but on the other hand, there is a beautiful history of the relations between Central Europe and East South Africa. So the idea was just to have this moment to think about what is close, how can we stay together in this crazy world of today. And that's why I decided to invite two amazing colleagues to edit the ebook. So Natasha Omokodion, with whom you had a chance to talk during yes. one of the podcasts, and Urszula Markowska-Manista, who is a professor at the University of Warsaw, just to think how to collect this knowledge about our distant regions of the world. And I think that they did this job well, because the idea they had was to have an open call, just, you know, to ask people what do they work on, what would they like to share with the world. And out of many different stories, they selected 8 later to be incorporated in this very ebook. So each editor had her group of authors to work with. And at the end, we have this beautiful ebook with wonderful stories from both of the regions.
Very, very exciting. And I remember reading through, there were quite a significant number of submissions, but I think the final chosen stories were quite intriguing. And I liked how the different authors were not afraid to challenge themselves about perceptions they had about either side, like whether it's people on the African continent or people on the European continent, and how processing and going through that that process of writing the story, of analyzing their own responses to their experiences, allowed them to come up with a better understanding of how one can cooperate with someone else from a distant land on a personal level, but also on a professional level, and shaped their understanding of the world even in a more deeper way. So I really, really like that. But this wasn't the only text that was created, right? After this, there was another anthology that was expanded, or a wider anthology that included this project. Maybe you can share a bit on that.
Yes, because as I told you, we have several different groups of organizations within the project, and each and every group works on specific different topics and regional relations. That's why we have, for example, a Lithuanian national theater from Kaunas working with partners from Dakar, Senegal, or also we have a Croatian national theater from Rijeka working with a national theater in Tunis. To collect this knowledge, in order to connect those groups, but also give our audience a possibility to cherish this knowledge, this anthology of different texts, actually it is also an e-anthology. It is available online. It's available, and you can check, you can read different stories from different regions of Europe and Africa concerning our cooperation, our ways to move forward with what we went through. This is exactly a moment where we decided to show to a broader audience the results of our collaboration. So just to tell you, it is the e-anthology is the result of 24 months of work of 12 different organizations, cultural organizations from two different continents. So you can only imagine how complicated it was and how beautiful results this brings. So yeah, I would only like to invite you to check this anthology and let us know, what do you think about those results?
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm part of of the group who also leads the development of the project. I'm telling you, even now, after 3 years, I'm still like, what are we doing again? Because it's just... It's so complex and there's so many layers. And I must commend you, Carolina, being one of the leaders of this, because you started at the inception. I came a little later. How you managed to still stay on top of everything, because it's just layers and layers of complex partnerships and projects and requiring to do reports and then ensuring the delivery of them, then sharing them and then keeping everyone together. It's an incredible team of people working together, and I'm really honored to be a part of it. Yeah, but you're right, it's complicated and it's complex. It's complex, but
actually,
beautiful.
Actually, it is complicated. It is complex, but you know, this world is getting more and more interconnected. So there's no other way for us. We need to collaborate. We need to exchange our ideas. There must be a way. You know, now I'm sitting in my home in Wrocław, talking to you, somebody in Zambia. We have such a beautiful tools. Why not to use them, you know, to build the relation and to create something beautiful for the humanity? And when the world is turning mad, culture is here to respond. So the project is difficult on one hand, but on the other, as you said, it's really beautiful because we can build trust, we can build new relations, we can create art. So it is all worth it.
Yes, no, absolutely. I agree 100%. I love what you said, that when the world is turning mad, art has the answers. That's so true. I'll make a t-shirt out of that. Well, we're coming to almost the end, but this is obviously one of the series of podcasts, of a number of podcasts that we've done. I produced the Zambia, I produced the Africa version of the podcast for all the African texts that came out. But I know we did other podcasts as well, and different versions. Maybe you can close us out with telling us about those.
Actually, only within our group of four organizations, we managed to produce 20 podcasts. So four different series concerning the e-anthology, e-publication, and our experiences. So you can, on internet, you can hear two conversations developed by Samba on Zambian experiences, on Zambian literature and our ebook. You can hear also a podcast prepared by the theater Barefoot, also from Lusaka, Zambia, that cooperates with Pro Progressione Budapest. You can hear also some podcasts from Polish radio, where we talk both about the e-publication and the project itself and the role of women in culture and international relations. It's another incredible journey where we can spread our ideas for collaboration, for mutual understanding. So I would like to encourage you to go and to search for this podcast. It is very nice, very interesting tool and also a place where you can learn more about our activities.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. This has been so insightful. And it's always great having a conversation with you. Once again, as Carolina has said, we encourage you to go and listen. Go to the website. The website is deconfining, as it's spelled, .eu. And on the website, you see all the other projects that are running at the moment. They're still running and will be running till 2026. But after that, it has an endless life shelf. You'll still be able to access all these resources and information and policies that are archived on the website. And for the ebook, you can also access it on the website if you go and search on each of the tabs, and you can see all the other projects as well. So once again, the website is deconfining.eu, and we hope to hear some feedback from you. Carolina, thank you so much for joining me in this conversation. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to more conversations with you.
Thank you very much, Samba. Thank you for the invite. And I'm happy that still we have 1 year to go and we will be able to collaborate and produce more insightful projects.
I'm here for it. Thank you again to all the listeners, and join us again, or join us in other projects on somewhere else online so that we can continue to connect. Goodbye.
Goodbye.